The Song Catcher by Sharon McCrum.
For my friends of song, Betty Smith, Sweetwater, Shelley Stevens, Sherry Wolfe, and Cindy Funk, and Jack Hinchelwood. The Song Catcher, a ballad novel. Prologue. The old man in the lawn chair had visitors already. He sat near the railing of the redwood deck, leaning forward in his aluminum chair, nodding and smiling, deeply engrossed in his conversation. To everything else he was oblivious. To the patchwork of fields and forest stretching away from the deck toward a haze of mountains in the distance. To the sound of the dog chained in the yard below, now howling its sudden displeasure. And to the two women in the doorway who watched him in strained silence.
"There ain't nobody there but him,"
Becky Tilden whispered. She jerked her head toward the old man in the chair. Nora Bonesteel stood beside her on the threshold of the small frame house, watching the man on the deck. Her hair was the same silver color as her woolen shawl, but for all her 70-odd years she stood tall and straight. The years had been kinder to her than they had been to her old friend in the lawn chair. He sat there hunched and shrunken in the baggy blue sweater that had once fit him, oblivious to their presence by his deafness and perhaps for other reasons as well.
"He's been this way for a week now," Becky said. "He'll sit out there, or else in the front room for an hour or more, talking up a storm, and then he'll call me in and ask me to bring coffee for him and his guests, but there's never anybody there but him."
"Yes," said Nora Bonesteel. "I see."
"Well, look at him. He's a-talking to thin air. Nothing wrong with him, physically, I mean, except that he's old."